Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With us on the line with a look at the still ongoing, right now, live 11-day power play, Mike Lesikowski, to talk about how the event's going. Mike, we were both down there yesterday seeing some of the teams in action. Look like a great event, and everybody's still going strong. How are you feeling after so many days already?
Good morning, guys. Great. It's day 9. We're getting to the end of it here, and things are going really well. Everybody's having fun. Most importantly, we've raised a lot of money, and we're tickling up on $1.2 million, which is really great.
Wow, 1.2. What is the goal this year?
Well, it was $1 million, so we blasted through that just in the beginning of the event, and now we're going to try to get past 1.2, which is really great considering we had kind of a short turnaround since our November event.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you mentioned short turnaround. The response to this event, I mean, it seems like this is one of the things that once people play in this 11-day power play, whether it's the outdoor roller hockey that you had to have 1 year, whether it's on the ice as part of this community shift, people still want to keep coming back. Is that what you see, that year after year, it's the same faces in the locker room on the ice?
Yes and no. We have returning teams, but this year we have a bunch of new teams too, which is really great. And they've had a blast, and they've already signed up for next year. So, the beneficiaries get a lot of money, and I think people just in Buffalo are just very generous and love to give back. And the game is fun. You've all been down here. You watched a young man named Brendan score a bunch of goals yesterday. He had a big smile on his face the whole time. People have a good time. We try to make it a fun experience for the players, not just a typical charity game. We make it kind of special for the players. So I think we have a mix of old and new, and it's no complaints. It's been great.
I think you're talking about my son, who played for the GR team last night, and he did have a blast. You were playing too. How often do you play? You kind of like pick up a game here, right?
Yep. I do. This year I played one shift a day, and I have a goal to play the most hours of anybody in the event, and I have a goal to raise the most money of anybody in the event. Just kind of put my money where my mouth is, and I've been able to achieve that for every community shift. So it's important to me to do that, and it also gives me a chance to play with a lot of the players that are playing in the game, and meet them. And everybody has their own story of why they're playing. And that's for Amy and I. It's a lot of fun to, and it's important for us to learn why people are playing. And
No, that's great. And when you say you pick up a shift every day, it's a 3-hour shift, right?
Yep.
All right. And
it's,
go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, then I was going to ask you. You said you want to raise the most money for this event, and I was flipping through something last night, and I saw how much you raised. Tell everybody how much you personally have raised for the 11-day.
I don't know the whole amount over the years, but this year's I think I'm about $35,000 this year. I think that over the course of the 6 years, it's probably in the neighborhood of $400,000.
Incredible. Incredible. And it's a great work done by you, done by everybody involved. It's a fun event. People are out there looking on, cheering on people they know. Maybe they're a little, restless without hockey for a few months after an exciting end to the Sabre season, right? And so much to do downtown. You get a little taste of it. I mean, it's the perfect event to drop into over the next couple of days. I mean, if you're outside in this heat, you're taking in the 4th of July around downtown Buffalo, I can't think of a better place to drop in and cool down than to cheer on the 11-day power play guys.
Yeah, there's a ton of people down at Canalside, and we're right next to it, with the at the Harbor Center. And people do drop in and, have a coffee or a beer and buy a t-shirt or hat. So, yeah, if you're down there, down at the canal side over the weekend, please do. And especially Sunday. You know, Sunday we have a bunch of Sabres alumni playing against our top fundraisers between 3 and 6 p.m., and then we kind of close everything out at 6 o'clock. And if anybody's down, you know, just visiting down at the canal side over this weekend, please stop by and say hello and support the players. The players love, you know, they love playing in front of people and being cheered on, so please do.
Yeah, and that the end is often, it's exciting and it's emotional too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's not, the world record game we did in November was a little bit over the top emotional, but this is great. And, you know, the local hockey, the folks that raise the money and the players that raise the most money get to play against the Sabres alumni. That's a treat. You know, not everybody gets to play against Coletta and Marty Baron and Mike Pekka and those guys. They're really fun guys, and they make it fun, and I think it's a special thing for regular Joe hockey players like us to play against the pros and the Sabres and the guys they watched on TV for so many years.
Yeah, it is. It's got to be super cool to be able to do that. Now, when that happens, do they take it easy on you a little bit? Because I got to say, you know, as great as it is, everybody's out there giving it their all. Quite a bit slower than the way the Sabres play out on the ice. Are these pros going to take it easy just a little bit, or can they expect, maybe just like a couple minutes of the full force to give them the real experience? This is what it would be like on the ice in the NHL.
Yeah, well, at heart, they're still pro athletes, so like they take it easy. And then, you know, if somebody scores or something happens, I think their instincts kick in automatically, and all of a sudden it gets a little bit faster, and you know they just at will go score a few goals just to remind everybody what the real deal is.
Hey, Mike, can you remind everybody? I mean, a lot of people now know Mike and Amy Lezikowski with the 11-day power play, but why did you found this event? I mean, what was behind it? I believe it had to do with Amy.
Yeah, Amy. Amy is a cancer survivor, and in 2009, she went through a full gamut of surgery and chemo and everything for a very aggressive form of breast cancer. So after she got through that, that was the original impetus for it. And then my mom passed a few years later, so that also kind of drove us to do it. So that was supposed to be a one-time event in 2017, and here we are 6 years later. We've raised now far over $8 million in 6 years, which we're so thankful for, because you know this community is amazing, just so generous. So that was the reason, and now we're not stopping until we have to.
And something to be really proud of. Hey, Mike, congratulations on the success so far, and once again, remind everybody the closing ceremony, if they want to pop in for that this weekend, when and where, and all the details.
Leacom Harbor Center, 3 to 6 p.m. This Sunday, July the 3rd. And please stop by if you're around town, and we'd love to see you, and we love having people in the arena and cheering on the players. So thank you if you can stop down.
It's a lot of fun. Hey, Mike, congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Mike Lezikowski of the 11-day power play.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.